escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, sucky, sucky, sucky.
Man.
Hey, Top, you go ahead now.
BTP underscore. Man, I never thought I'd make it to this day. Brother Strober, I've made it. I've made it to the big time. WWE style, I am in steel cage match with the one and only Big L. Man, am I tickled to death. Thank you for this opportunity.
Hey, man, thank you for making some time for us. What's going on, man? I feel like I got your – I'm stealing your co-host, little Top Ben Strober. I hear you all every weekend going back and forth. So I thought, why don't we all three do it here together on the 4th of July? Doc, a couple of items I want to get into with you. The reason I wanted to bring you here in this 5 o'clock hole is we're getting ready to transition – and talk a little bit about the Washington Commanders in this 5 o'clock hour. But before we get to that, I know you are a California native, my friend, and you are a huge fan of the purple and gold. What do you make of what is going on right now in Los Angeles? And are you at all concerned that LeBron James has played his final game as a Laker?
No, I'm not concerned. I just want him to move on. I refer to the Lakers as the Beverly Hillbillies. And I don't like how their operation is run. We finally now have capable ownership.
Yeah.
And it's going to come from a small time. They run like a country store.
Yep.
And I need that to end. I'm done with all that because it doesn't produce the winning. For some organizations, it's great to make it to the playoffs or whatever. You like the Celtics. You know, if they don't get in the final one and don't have a chance to get the O'Brien, it's a failed season. So I'd like to move off the clown show and I don't want to have anything to do with players picking people on the team, and that's just – so hopefully we're on the last phase of the clown show and move on and so we can compete. Because OKC, Houston, Denver, with my boy Humpty Dumpty, who's the best in the world.
I love that you call him Humpty Dumpty. That's good.
Oh, he's the best. He's the best, man. Yeah. And so I love him. No, I just want to be in the hunt. You're not saying you win it, but you do want to be in it.
You want to be in the –
I don't
want to
be discussing – yeah, I don't want to be discussing the first round pick, draft picks, lotteries every stinking season.
Yeah.
No.
It's not where you want to be. So I was talking about it earlier. I think the Lakers are at a crossroads right now because it seems like it's the beginning of the end of LeBron there. And I think that he plays somewhere else by the start of the season, or if not then he's moved at the deadline because they're treating him like an expiring deal. You know what we do to expiring deals. They get shipped out. The other question is this, if you're Los Angeles – you got to hope, if you're Rob Pelinka and Jeannie Buss, you have to hope that Luka Doncic and his camp feel like you can build a championship contender around him and have him advance his career. Because imagine if the Lakers end up losing LeBron James, which on its surface isn't that big of a blow. But if Luka Doncic gives you any inkling or gives you any sign that he's not going to sign there long term, I think you probably got to move off of him as well. And that could be a fruitful enough return, Doc, to where you can kickstart a rebuild and actually tear it down to the stud, something that I know L.A. is allergic to.
Because that doesn't happen.
It's Hollywood.
It's not going to be a tear down. First of all, he's got to get his big behind in shape.
Yeah.
He's not in the position to dictate anything. As far as I'm concerned, he's part of the clown show. You know, and then you bring in Ayton, a guy who you got to get him speeded up.
Yeah.
Here's a guy, 7 feet tall, number one player selected in his draft, and he seems undermotivated.
Yeah.
And so it's a mess. Yeah. But in the meantime, Houston.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, look, man, the league was fabulous.
Yeah.
Last year, and even the Clippers.
I'm glad you said that, because a lot of people nowadays have such mean things, I guess, Doc, to say about the product. And I get it. During the regular season, it's not the best.
Yeah.
But you know playoff basketball like I do. It's just a different beast.
Well, in every sport,
right,
it is. But I raised my hand in the class. I did not watch one complete game of OKC all season.
Wow. Okay.
I saw them picking up. I watched, you know, a half. It highlight it, it didn't Indiana. I watched more Indiana basketball, Pacers basketball, mm-hmm. than I did OKC, because in my mind Humpty Dumpty was going all the way to the finals.
it
was a shocker for me,
yeah.
for them to get by him. And seriously, they beat him,
yeah.
and he had me, you, and Strober on his team.
pretty much, right?
Like, seriously, that's how good he is.
Yeah,
he took the Thunder. To the final, I'm telling you, man.
Took him seven games too. That was the thing.
Look, the past 3 years, he should have or could have been in all three of them, and they just said management is cuckoo with Cocoa Pops.
Yeah.
So their move. I mean, who doesn't remain there? How crazy can you be? And their championship roster, but that's a different topic. Nobody cares around here about them. We got our own issues. And I like where you were talking, going with the local team here was ours, but you got to get an alien, man. You got to get an alien. And you know, you're hoping the number two pick of a year ago, you're hoping he develops. But the odds of him being the alien you think he's going to be right now,
yeah.
what would you bet on? You're a betting man.
I mean, I probably wouldn't bet on it, man. I don't
Thank
know.
You.
He'll be good. I think he'll be a quality.
Oh, no, he'll be damn good. But what does that get you?
Exactly.
Now, what are you, going to be the Knicks?
Yeah.
No, better yet, you're Cleveland.
Right.
But they didn't have injuries. Give them credit. They had injuries. And so this whole thing now with the Achilles deal, and the latest in my radar is going, wait a minute, what's up?
Yeah.
Something's really up. And what's up is that the wear and tear and the fact that these guys have played that, you know, basketball and how much of it you play from the youth leagues all the way up now, it's exhausting even thinking about it.
It is. Sometimes you're playing four or five games in a day.
For the top ballers.
Yeah.
All the tournaments, you know, all the shoe companies, and something's up. It's very interesting what's going on with the Achilles injuries. But I enjoyed the NBA because it was not what you thought it was.
Right, yep.
It was all earned, and it was defensive-minded. So, okay, see, I love them because a lot of people talk defense. Like, they talk defense here. They've been talking defense here for how long? Forever.
Yeah.
And they can't get one man to sit on their bench to get him to do it.
Yeah. It's tough. It's what happens when you're comparing a organization that's been serious to one that hasn't been serious. But we hope that, you know, we're now kind of ushering our way into a new era.
Hell, the Lakers were serious last year. They couldn't do it. They didn't do it. It was terrible.
That was my whole thing is, that's why, Doc, to me, like, if I'm Jeannie Buss and Rob Pelinka, the two worst executives in all the NBA,
Amen.
By the way.
Amen. They were almost as bad as the ones we've had here.
Bank robbers, man. I think this is an opportunity for them to move with foresight for once.
Yeah.
I say it all the time, Doc. LeBron came and saved the Lakers. When you think about where the franchise was post-Kobe Bryant and how terribly they sent him out and all the losing that they were doing, you know, consistently being, you know, near the top of the draft, you missed on Lonzo Ball. You missed on Julius Randle. You missed on Brandon Ingram. You missed on D'Angelo Russell. If LeBron didn't choose to save that franchise, where the hell would they be right now? That's the thing.
I can't argue that because, again, they're so celebrity-based. They got to have – everybody's got to be a celebrity that's involved in their program. But nobody's committed to the task.
Yeah.
Everybody's trying to multitask with them. They, if they had the seriousness that the Celtics front office has had, remain laser focused. That's even though they had some issues. Everybody does, but you got to have somebody in there as serious as a heart attack, not worrying about side issues, and glamour, you know, all these little milestones. Who plays with their kid? And, oh, who the hell? I mean, it's you don't have no size, and you get a guy 6 feet tall sitting on your bench that can't play.
Taking up a roster.
You talking about you go? Come on, man. It's a joke.
Your perspective on it is always unique to me. I'll also go on to say this about the Lakers. I said it earlier to start the show, Doc. I would be in, and I know it doesn't happen out in the city of angels, the city of stars. I'd do a teardown, man. You can't win with Luka Doncic as your best player.
You know what Dallas did? It's not like, look, they didn't win in the same condition.
See, that's my thing is if your best player is having issues being in shape and we're worried about his commitment level, he's probably not the guy for you.
You know what? I can't argue that, but I think he was humiliated last year.
Yeah, it hurt him.
It hurt his pride. Yes. First of all, Dallas quit on him as a result of it.
Yeah.
And then the Lakers' failures. I mean, they couldn't beat Minnesota.
But Minnesota was a bad matchup for him because the size they had. They were just too big.
But that's their fault. Yeah. I mean, Gobert. Come on.
Yeah.
Seriously. It's comical. Yeah. It's comical.
They made him look like prime Hakeem in some of those games, man.
Exactly. And then the next round, they get kicked out. And I like Ant. Yeah. He good for doing radio shows and doing all this stuff like we do, three-hour marathon, five-hour shows, because he's colorful and all that. But you know who don't give a damn about him? Oklahoma City.
Doc, I had some numbers, man, that because I was trying to tell the general public, because you know what everyone wanted to do. All we heard was, oh, is Indiana and OKC is two small market teams. It's going to be boring. I'm saying you all don't understand what you're watching with the kid SGA, man, talking about Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. His scoring output, he's having one of the most special scoring seasons we've ever seen. His point total, the amount of points he had scored through the regular season and the playoffs leading into the finals, no one had that many points going into the finals since Michael Jordan back in 1993. So if you're looking for context and reasoning why you should have been tuned in and why OKC, this was just year one of what I think is going to be a Warriors-like dynasty, I mean, look no further, man. The kid can flat-out play. And I know you got the chance to spend a lot of time around John Thompson, God rest his soul, and seeing some of the best in the world. Shai is almost like a throwback, man. He is more of like that mid to early 2000s type of hooper. Doesn't rely on the three-point ball a whole lot. Gets to the free throw line to a fault. People are even criticizing him now for that, Doc. I don't know if you heard that. Calling him a free throw merchant, things of that nature.
Yeah.
Watching him this past year, are you willing – is he the guy that you think best challenges Nikola Jokic maybe as the best in the sport?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean – Dort is my man. See, because when you have a middle linebacker defending the best two guards or forwards, wing guys in the league, he physically intimidates people. Then he can also score if you need him to. But they're dogs on defense. And this is with Chet. When they get Gumby, when they get him in the weight room,
yes,
I'm telling you,
he played his ass off.
This dude got a lot of freak in him, but his body got to hold up, and we got to get him on some fast food and get him right. They got a buzzsaw, and I don't know. The league is so nice now because Indiana woulda, shoulda, coulda was right there.
Yeah,
the Knicks love the way they're going now, and I think Brown's going to be good for them. He ain't got no other choice. I just like where the league is right, and then Houston.
I love the Houston.
Is
Durant going there? I know people are going to talk about legacy and team hopping and all that, but the hell with all that. They just built a really competitive basketball team that's got a chance to challenge OKC, and that's what it's about. Doesn't matter about anything else. It's about what are you going to do to challenge OKC from running roughshod in the West, because they return every player from their rotation next year. They're all under contract, and it's one of those teams, man. They got a first-round pick that didn't play this past year in Nikola Topic. That was a top 15 pick. Like, they have all of the talent in the world, man. So
was your last reference somehow headed towards KD Durant?
Well, It was because I think.
Stop it.
Look.
Stop it.
You could say
when
what
he
you
goes
want about-
there, he wins the MVP.
For sure.
He ain't hitchhiking. He gets there and drives the bus.
And that's my whole argument and debate with him. It feels like him, he's probably the most disrespected superstar of this era in terms of the way people talk about him from a legacy standpoint. He is a top three scorer that this game has ever
seen. No question.
In terms of the size that he has mm-hmm. and the ability to put the ball on the floor. Like I like the way that you described it, though. It's not as if he's acting like a coach bag, right? He's not getting carried.
Slim.
He is the bus driver.
He
went
MVP
to Golden State. He was the best player.
Exactly. In the playoffs.
Exactly.
He's MVP. And when you do that with Steph, who I adore, when Steven's talking, he talks about box office, the one guy that I think that I'd pay for, like I don't know if I'd pay to see SGA play, but I'd pay to see Steph.
Oh, for sure.
Because, and no disrespect to SGA, but it's this dude does the one thing I've never seen anybody do with that consistency. Nobody ever from that range and that consistency.
At
how
that
can
size,
that be
man. That's the thing for me.
Dude, he's unbelievable.
Yeah.
And so I'm going, when a dude his size can be that dominant, such of a game changer, and nobody can check him. Nobody can stop him. Yeah. Wow.
He's big time.
That is amazing. And then when he went out, it was over. He gives him a chance. You talking about Kuminga and all that, you know.
He, to me, like I said, I think he's the most disrespected star of our era. But I think him and Houston, with some of the moves that they've made in addition to acquiring him, they brought back Capella. Mm-hmm. They re-signed Steven Adams. That two big lineup that they played in the playoffs, it worked. Mm-hmm. And now, Steven Adams is a guy who you worry about his availability during the regular season, so you get a guy like Capella to split minutes with him. So it should be a fun season next year, man. Seven straight seasons with a new NBA champion, Doc. So the league for sure in a good place. Yeah. I want to transition to the National Football League here for a second. And I heard your comment earlier. I'm not going to ask you about irrelevant things like the stadium.
I
know who I'm dealing with. I know.
No. You deal with your audience. Don't try to control me and what I do.
I want to get your thoughts on this, Doc. The Terry McLaurin contract situation is something that has been a hot button topic here locally. If it gets to a point, let me reverse my line of
question. It's a hot topic to you.
It's a hot topic to me, yes, because I have genuine concerns.
Speak for yourself.
I have concerns about whether or not they get it done. One, if they don't get it done, is it viewed as a black eye over the organization if they can't get a long-term deal done?
No, I believe the deal will be done. I consider Terry, he is, to me, Mr. Commander.
Yeah, I agree.
And they're smart enough to recognize when you got a guy that is as close to a perfect teammate as conceivable, he's not a jackass. He's not running around on social media, waking up in the middle of the night, returning tweets and responses. He shows up, makes all the big plays with all the handicaps you have and have had as a team. It has never hindered his production. He's a model citizen. And so he's negotiating, and he's lucky. His agent is lucky. He should be paying guys like you under the table because he's in the midst of a negotiation. And some people find it really amusing to act as if they don't realize they're in the midst of a negotiation.
Yeah.
And so they act like it's 911. And that's fine. Everybody do you. He will be there. They will get him. That's why it'll work. But what are they supposed to do? Surrender? Give himself up for cheap? And what are they supposed to do? Overpay somebody? It's a negotiation. It's called business. And here's the other thing about it. I'm glad he wasn't there for the OTAs and whatever. Because I'm not worried about him. I'm worried about the guy behind him.
That's true.
And there's no pressure like being in a meeting. If you're going to go out in shorts and T-shirts, then I want the mental pressure of you being
the number one. You being on the first team. Yep.
You coming in and out of that huddle, now going, because the only people that get real work in this lingerie sessions of the year are receivers and quarterbacks, backs. So let's see what happens without Terry. So somebody in there, their learning curve should have increased. These coaches are looking at these guys, evaluating. Let's suppose Terry turned his ankle. Now what?
What do we do? Because last year, if that would have been the case, you would have been caught with your pants down a lot of the time. So that's where a guy like, I know Noah Brown went down, but he was making plays out there.
Yep.
Luke McCaffrey's had a good spring. The guy that I'm most intrigued by, man, and Doc, you know I take pride in being out there right from the very beginning of it.
Hokie?
I mean, Deebo Samuel looks – Hokie looked good. The Hokie looks great. He's fast as all outdoors. Deebo Samuel is a man child. Deebo Samuel, how the hell would you want to tackle somebody like that?
Wait a minute, Slim. Are you saying this as if you didn't watch this brother do his thing? And how many Super Bowls have you seen him
perform?
Well,
for sure. Now, but we've heard, and I see all that, but it's hard not to hear the whispers and the detractors of Deebo Samuel.
Well, see, you listen to that. There you go.
Is he in shape?
There you go.
I saw it firsthand, Doc. I saw it.
Did you see him in the NFC Championship game? Have you seen his career? Look, I realize you're 27. I get it. You're bored. You got a lot of free time. So go worry about somebody who is as accomplished as anybody on their damn team.
Exactly, yeah.
And now, did he run his mouth last year in the playoff and got rid of? Yeah, he did.
For sure.
Now, watch him this year. Because he's the one that talked all that trash and then didn't get the job done. I want him on my team. He's right where I want him.
It's the perfect
He's got
spot.
A chip on his shoulder.
Yep.
He's got something to prove. People been talking about him. Look at Porky Pig. Okay, I'm betting on him. Because I've seen his body of work in the biggest games. He's a flat-out dog.
Yeah, for sure. I agree with it. I went as far as to say about a month and a half ago, I think he leads the team in touchdowns. To me, Doc, like, I'm treating him – I love Terry. Terry is his own animal. He is talking about Deebo. He's not just a receiver. He's not a back. He is a weapon to me to where, whether it's by hook or by crook, he's touching the ball 10 to 12 times, non-negotiable. He has to.
Yeah, he gives you incredible versatility. And especially the way our offense is run and the creativity. I mean, with him, look, can you imagine? He did all this with Purdy's athleticism. I like Purdy. No, exactly. I'm not hating. He got a wizard now.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, come on, Slim. That's... Imagine defensive coordinator now. You can hell with that vacation. You got to cut them short.
Yeah.
Because they in there worried right now about how the Giants better be worried about how you defend them because they're not going to have seen anything. Because they got him first. So, no, there are a lot of possibilities now if they remain healthy and stay true. And these guys on that offensive line, we got nine dogs that come back with a chip on their shoulder. We got a chance.
That's the group that I am super intrigued by as well. They all of a sudden, right, think about what the conversation was this time last year. It was all centered around that group. How good are they? Could they keep Jaden Daniels upright? I think with Connerly and Tunsil as your bookend tackles, with Coleman on the inside at guard, I think he's got all pro potential there. You have a top five offensive line on paper. Now, obviously, health is dependent upon all of that. Like, it's all dependent upon health, but on paper, it's a damn good group. The difference maker, though, for this team, Doc, and if they get over the hump or not, is going to be on defense. Who is the one guy, if you had to circle defensively and say, hey, he's got to play great, he's got to step up and be the best he's ever been for the team to get over the hump, who would that be for you?
Well, I could say Deron Payne. Money's on the line, and we've seen what he's like when he can smell steak in the oven. So my heart tells me, although I know we need to really be much better on the edges, but we just need somebody to have an exceptional season to where somebody has to put two people on.
Yeah.
See, all the badasses have somebody that requires a double team.
Triple team at times. You see how they treat
I'm just going to go double right now because we overpaid people. See, here, when we had Dum Dum running the operations, you got all these self-prescribed great players that are grossly overpaid. Because if it don't take two people to block you, I'm paying you like it takes one-on-one guy.
Oh, my gosh.
We pay people like they get triple teamed.
Yeah.
That's what happened when the nitwits was uncharged.
Well, yeah. The Stooges were
So now I'm saying to Payne, I said, because I'll tell you what. I've seen this brother when he's – when he can smell steak.
Yeah. Oh, I'm telling you. He's a different dude.
He's that dude.
Yeah, he's that dude, right.
He's that dude. Yeah, I don't need that push and pull stuff all them been doing. I need somebody that requires a double team. like all the other badass teams have.
Well, the other thing that killed me, and we'll wrap up on this, Doc, last year the narrative was, well, everybody's – they're getting double-teamed. That's why they're not making plays. Our fan base, and I love our fans to death, but some of you all have the football intelligence of a raisin. All the best
pass
rushers.
Why would you say something like that?
Because that's
true.
They
don't do that for a living.
I mean, some of the best –
we got some people that do this for a living that say the same thing they say.
Well, that's true.
What the hell are you talking about?
But my thing is this. The whole notion of, well, they were getting double-teamed last year. That's why they weren't making plays. All the bad – like you said, all the badasses across the NFL get double-teamed. Dexter Lawrence was getting triple teamed last year. Still was.
What are they talking about? Yeah,
so
double teamed.
It's all of what it is. It's
you think Jay? Look at Watt.
Exactly. Parsons. Garrett.
Parsons is a monster.
Yeah, gets double.
The hell is getting sick. Y'all, they overpaid people. You know how many people they've overpaid here? That ain't nobody losing no sleep on.
Nope.
We got to get somebody that's disruptive, like Dexter and Charles. Tony, you got to have disruptive. Just like I heard you selling all that wolf tickets about talking about the Wizards. Ain't nobody – you got to have a dude.
You need a star. Correct.
Exactly. And on this defensive line, they got bigger in the offseason. I don't judge football until they're in pads. So I don't know what it's going to be, but they got more size.
Yeah.
But I need some people that tear up the line of scrimmage like the Eagles do.
Yeah.
Because in my memory, last time I saw you, team scored on the first play of the game.
Mm.
Running against your defense.
Yeah. It hurt.
Yeah, they killed me. But they're going to be all right.
They'll be exactly.
As long as they recognize and forget about last year and all
matter.
These people licking them like a lollipop.
Yeah.
and go in there, because the Giants don't give a damn about what they did last year.
Yeah.
At all. And I think we're going to be all right. But we'll see.
We'll see.
And again, I'll just keep listening to you.
We'll see.
Hey, let me ask you something.
Uh-huh.
How do I get in contact with you? Huh? What's your handle?
Man, you really be honestly choking me up, man. I really be losing air and oxygen trying to do this.
Seriously, dude, you know how many times you give out that damn.
And look, I'm almost at 7,000 followers. How about that?
So you really think it's working? You do it. I do an over under.
Let me give
it. How many times is he gonna give?
We do this, Doc. Every time you and I work together, you ask me if Anel is after you.
Over under is 25.
25 times.
I'm gonna start giving it out on my thing. You know, it's Sunday. I'm on the air at 12 o'clock, high noon, and I'm gonna tell you this. I'm gonna be giving out your.
My hand. Yeah,
that's what I'm gonna do tomorrow. That's my goal.
That's because you're a great person. Always thinking of others.
Absolutely. I'm a giver.
Just as selfless of a guy as you'll know. Yeah. DLC, we appreciate you as always, man. We'll take a quick time out. When we come back, there is a Nats rumor swirling out in the ether that should get a lot of you excited. Who potentially could be making their season debut on Sunday? We'll give you the deets on that coming up.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Extra on the Fan. So 106.7 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It is at @NELL_BTP. Big thank you to our guy, Rick Doc Walker, joining us top of the 5 o'clock hour. If you missed any of that conversation, you are in luck. Download the Always Free Odyssey app. Use the Odyssey Rewind feature. Go back top of the 5 o'clock hour to hear me and the DOC dishing back and forth on a whole bunch of different topics. Talk a little bit about the NBA. Finished up that convo talking about the Washington Commanders. What I want to talk about now, though, this is just a rumor. So I want to preface what I'm about to say by saying this is a rumor. Nothing has been confirmed yet to this point, but rumor has it that Cade Cavalli is in line to make his Washington Nationals 2025 season debut coming up. And I know you've been working to try and confirm this. We shot a text out to our guy, Grant Paulson. He also saying that this is something that is yet to be confirmed. But it is something that is out there in the ether, the potential of Cade Cavalli making his debut. The reason this is happening, the delay and the rain out this past week, Ben, right, if I'm not mistaken, is kind of what's made this a possibility or a reality.
Yeah, it'd have to be an opener performance. If you don't have Cade Cavalli start, you know, your first option there is to go to Brad Lord to give you a couple innings at least to start the game. But the Nats were going to be thin this weekend going forward, and that was known, especially after Trevor Williams threw up all over himself the other day. And now he's actually on the IL.
Yeah, 15-day IL. I saw that earlier today. It was crazy because about 3 weeks ago we were talking about, you know, if Trevor Williams could get going, could he be a guy that gets moved at the deadline? I think we felt the same way about Michael Soroka as well. He obviously had a brutal fifth inning earlier this afternoon. But Cade Cavalli, ladies and gentlemen, is someone that I know a lot of people in this organization are intrigued by. We got one start out of Cade Cavalli, right? But then he got hurt in his lone start a couple of seasons ago.
Yeah.
I remember I was at the bullpen watching this game, and it was cool.
You were at the bullpen? You had time to be there?
I was at the bullpen. Yeah, man. And it was actually a home start for Cade Cavalli, and there were a lot of people at the bullpen that afternoon. And I remember the excitement around his debut at that time and what he could possibly be. And obviously the injury that he suffered really, you know, puts a speed bump in terms of his career. In terms of, like, what he projects to be, at his best, is he like a number three?
I think it's tough. He's 2 years removed from getting the surgery that he got almost 2 years ago now to this point. I think it's just under 2 years, but he's 27 now at this point. I think the stuff is still good, and I know he was getting looked at after his recent two starts at AAA Rochester. I know he's been here working with some trainers and stuff, so that's why a lot of people have maybe speculated that he's getting the call Sunday, especially given the situation that they need him. I think he still projects to be a pretty formidable starter in this league. Where would he rate on this Nats rotation now? I'd probably say he has the potential to be the two. I think Jake Irvin has been good, but we've seen inconsistency from him. So if Cavalli could be more consistent than Irvin, you could see him slot in as a future number two guy here in D.C. behind Gore.
Yeah, it's a very, very interesting prospect in terms of, you know, where Cade Cavalli fits into this puzzle long term. We continue to, you know, dunk on this group for their inability to draft, retain, and develop talent. Cade Cavalli could be a part of that equation. Just got to get him healthy and a part of this rotation. The rumor is that he could be making his season debut on Sunday against the Boston Red Sox. Make sure you keep it locked right here on The Fan as we continue to bring you the latest on that. Real quick, though, on Cade Cavalli and the Nats. At season's end, Mike Rizzo came out and said it on the Junks about 2-3 weeks ago. At season's end, like, is there any scenario in which they don't bring back Davey Martinez to you, Ben? Do you think it is a foregone conclusion that he comes back? Do you buy what Mike Rizzo was selling?
Do I think he's coming back next year?
Yeah.
Hell no.
You don't think there's a shot?
No. He is not going to be back next year. I don't care what anybody says. I don't care what Mike Rizzo says on at this station.
Yeah.
Davey Martinez, he better not be back.
Yeah.
There's no way. If the Nationals bring him back, he has a club option after this year. It's absolute malpractice if they bring him back. They've seen what the staff is this year. They are way more talented than the record says it. They're a bottom dweller of the National League right now. If you seriously bring that back, you are saying we are not serious about baseball. We're not going to be winning games again. I don't even know what would happen if they actually announced that he was coming back next year. I would put money on it that he is not back.
Yeah. It's tough because he is the ultimate good guy. Everybody loves old Davey Martinez. The MLB draft is next week, Ben. The Nats have the number one pick, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yep.
And the conversation right now is, do they go Ethan Holliday or do they go Cade Anderson? And based on the way Cade looked during the college baseball playoffs, I mean, he's got to be the guy, right? Like, has that conversation been put to bed? I'm team Cade Anderson right now at this point. They need an arm.
I will tell you my thoughts on this. So Cade Anderson obviously has become more and more intriguing. He's flown up the boards because of what he did, and it's kind of a recency bias thing. And I'm not saying that's the reason why he's a top-tier draft pick, but I'm just saying that's why he has flown up recently because of his performance here in June. But if I'm the Nationals, I'm going Ethan Holliday. And the reason I'm going Holliday here is because they're not close enough right now to get a pitching arm that you'd have up within a year to make them competitive. I think they are too far away. They are too many pieces away to pass up on a young bat that it could potentially develop. I mean, Ethan Holliday is supposed to be a freak, man. Like, if you think Jackson Holliday has kind of scratched the surface this year because he's gotten a lot better this year, nearly an all-star, Ethan Holliday is projected to be way better than Jackson Holliday. He's bigger, can hit for more power. I think he was hitting almost 700 in high school this year in Stillwater. So for me, I think you go high school bat here. Like, the only time I really am interested in, with a top draft choice going pitcher, is if that is your biggest team need right now, is you need to get a pitcher because you are that close.
Go ahead.
I'll finish off it. And unless it's a generational type prospect like Paul Skeens or Steven Strasburg, you don't see pitchers that fly out there as number one overall picks. You have to be one of one to get that kind of spark to your name when it comes to the MLB draft.
What would you describe as this team's biggest need right now?
Everything.
Offense?
I mean, maybe not the outfield, but they need everything.
They're good in the outfield and a shortstop. That's pretty much it.
They need a whole bunch of things. They need a new damn coaching staff. Okay,
well,
that's the easiest part because you can pick who you bring in.
How difficult is it to get a good read on how good the talent is if the guys in charge of developing the talent aren't worth a damn? Like, that's the frustrating part here with the Nats is. Are you really like are you done with a guy like a K-Bear Ruiz? Is there nobody out there that can help K-Bear Ruiz turn into a formidable catcher? Is there nobody out there that can help Jacob Young, who made just a web gem of a play? Was that yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
Climbing up the wall, robbing a guy of a homer.
K-Bear Ruiz is not going to be a
good catcher. That was probably a bad.
He's not going to be a great catcher in Major League Baseball. He's just not. We've seen what he is.
There's nobody that can help him out with that. But my point is, do you think there are some salvageable pieces that maybe are getting written off right now within this organization that just honestly probably need a new voice in new leadership. It's going to be fascinating to see. The rumor, though, that we brought you to start the segment, a couple of different – Talk Nats is where I first saw it on the old X app. Rumor has it that Cade Cavalli could be making his season debut coming up on Sunday. Would be super exciting for the Washington Nationals, and it would give us another storyline to follow throughout the rest of the season. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It is at N-E-L-L underscore BTP. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, Jason Pierre-Paul opened up to Jordan Renan of ESPN.com 10 years ago on the 4th of July. His life changed forever. We'll get to that story next here on The Fan.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Coming up in about 10 minutes or so, our pal Gary Washburn, a longtime senior NBA reporter for the Boston Globe, going to join the program. We get his thoughts on all things NBA free agency as 2 days from now, I believe it's Sunday, teams will officially be able to sign guys to deals. As a Wizards fan locally, the C.J. McCollum trade can become official on July the 6th as well. So make sure you keep your eyes and ears peeled for that. We were talking about Jonathan Kuminga a little bit earlier on in the program. He potentially now a trade target for the Washington Wizards. So a lot to monitor when it comes to the NBA. We'll touch on it all coming up in about 10 minutes when our guy Gary Washburn of the Boston Globe joins the program. Teased to go into break. 4th of July is always a very unique holiday. I think it's the holiday that, out of all the summer, out of all the holidays, I think 4th of July is the one where folks go out and party the most, right? Like, I think people party on Memorial Day weekend, you party 4th of July weekend, and you party on Cinco de Mayo. Other than that, like, Thanksgiving, you ain't really partying. Christmas, if you're young and turnt, you're partying, but it's mostly about family and gifts. 4th of July, Memorial Day, Cinco de Mayo, that's about being turned up. 10 years ago today, there was one NFC East pass rusher that was a little bit too turned up on 4th of July. Jason Pierre-Paul, formerly of the New York Giants, 10 years ago, a accident with fireworks cost him 2.5 fingers. 2.5 fingers. And Jason Pierre-Paul, I mean, a guy that was as decorated of a sack artist as there was in the National Football League, 94.5 career sacks, a guy that was super impactful for the New York Giants through the mid-2000s, super impactful during their Super Bowl appearances and their Super Bowl runs. Just a stand-up dude, a stand-up individual, but a tragic mistake that he made 10 years ago today. He said this to ESPN in a phone conversation: "I wouldn't want my kids to go through something I went through. I learned from it. At the end of the day, I'm a big person, but this happened to me." The reason I wanted to bring this up is because, first and foremost, a kind of like a message to anybody out there dealing with fireworks: be careful. It's not worth it. It's not a way that, not something you should play with. They're not really a toy. I'm not a big fan of fireworks, if I'm being honest. I think they're cool to look at. The sound is kind of annoying as hell to me, if I'm being honest. But, like, I ain't going to knock you if you choose to go out and play with fireworks. Just be responsible. Use discernment, right? Have good judgment. The one thing that is super intriguing about this to me from, like, a local standpoint, if you are an NFL team out there, if I was the Commanders, and I hope this is what they're doing, I'm sending this article to all 90 men on the roster right now. I would have sent it to him last night. I would have even been funny. I would have sent it to him at midnight. While you're listening to Young Boy, you read this. Because seriously, everybody should know about this because it's a tragic situation that honestly should never happen. But the thing that I love about JPP and how he's kind of going about it, he's saying, look, I screwed up, but I don't want anyone else to fall victim to what I fell victim to. He was lighting fireworks that he purchased at a neighborhood party, and he was having trouble lighting the last batch, and when it finally discharged, damn near took off his entire right hand, man. Like, it's crazy because it really derailed his career, man. His career. When you think about what he was and what position he plays as a pass rusher, someone that's a former defensive lineman, your hands are your weapon. Your hands are your weapon, man. If you can't grip and push, pull, and get a grip on guys, it's going to be hard to have success as a edge rusher, as a defensive lineman in this league. To Jason Pierre-Paul's credit, in 2018, he registered double-digit sacks with the Tampa Bay Bucks, despite having these limitations. So it's tough. More power to him. This story, every time it resurfaces, I always love to comment on it. Because I think it's silly. It also gets me thinking about this. I wouldn't personally light fireworks because I just think it's dangerous and not fun. It's the same reason I don't ride roller coasters. It's the same reason that I, a lot of the times, choose to take stairs over an escalator. There's just different ways you can go out. I ain't going out that way. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. 1 hour left to go here in the program. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we will switch gears back to the association. Gary Washburn of the Boston Globe joins us next here on The Fan to talk all things NBA free agency here on the 4th of July.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.